thank you to the Top Rope Chef Patreon supporters of October 2019. Haley K, Mina K, Claire G, and Nicholas Haynes of the Sketchy Nonsense Podcast. Help support the show by going to patreon.com/topropechef. Thanks.
We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with Top Rope Chefs, you can never win. We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to the final episode of the Top Rope Chef podcast. My name is Bradley Jones.
And I'm Jacqueline Maynard.
We're in my studio at home, so you're a little thrown for a loop here.
Yeah, yours is a real studio with like real expensive looking microphones.
Oh, you can grab this stuff and move it around. It's fine.
Yeah, it's also close to my face, and I can hear the inside of my mouth.
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to hear yourself. That helps to know when you're close to the microphone or not. Jacqueline, we cooked this entire cookbook.
We did. I'm so proud of us. We did the whole thing, every single recipe, no matter how bizarre. But I didn't want it to be over. But Brad and I did a good send-off today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did we do?
Well, we started by cooking the recipes that we're going to talk about, the ones that you really didn't like and I really loved.
Right.
Yeah. And then you did the gluten-free refrigerated cookie dough because I couldn't find any.
Mm-hmm. The Big Boss Man refrigerated cookie dough.
Yeah. So we had a wrestling feast and had tea, and then we ate delicious food and then watched wrestling. We watched like the wrestling.
1991 Saturday Night's main event.
Yep.
Ultimate Warrior versus Sergeant Slaughter. A battle royal that saw Hulk Hogan, Mr. Perfect, Big Boss Man.
Jake the Snake with a snake.
The Earthquake, the Rockers. A variable who's who of wrestlers.
Hacksaw. Don't forget Hacksaw. That's what I wanted to
how
say.
How could I ever? And then we saw Ted DiBiase versus Bret Hart with Sherry Martel on the outside of the ring.
Sherry is so good. She's so great. And then Roddy Piper came out and spanked her with a broom.
Yep, grabbed a broom out from under the ring and chased her down like a witch.
Oh, it was great. This is a perfect day.
The 90s. So many men in mustaches and
wearing
suits but still having Hulk Hogan bandanas on.
Hulk Hogan.
They don't care.
He's tops.
Yeah.
I think I would just go back there if I had a time machine. I would just go back to 1991. Just a little hop backwards.
So we cooked the green beans, Bulldog's green beans, which I hated, and Hardcore Holly's meatballs, which I also hated.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to make you the Acolyte's beer bread.
Yeah.
I had the gluten-free dough ready,
mm-hmm.
and I was out driving around running errands. I was also going to get a gluten-free beer to try to make it, but instead I got hit by a car. So that's where my day ended.
Not today.
No,
yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah. So that's okay. I think that's okay that I don't have beer bread.
But I have the flour.
Or maybe I'm just not supposed to eat it. Maybe it's like
those fates are working against you.
Yes, and you apparently.
Yeah. So it was really scary, but super surreal.
Yes.
I was just driving around a curve, and then someone was also driving around a curve the other way, but cut the turn too soon and went ahead and got me.
And just, decided she wanted to end it all before you could have the ultimate perfect day. Yeah, that's really scary, but like you proved in photographs to me, there's no way anyone could think it's your fault.
Yeah, that's also exciting because like in the moment you're like, did I do something? Because I just looked up in surprise and I was like, why is there a car heading at me?
Yeah.
I was like, why is this happening? Because you can't really like prevent an accident in that way.
Mm-mm.
She was just like out to get me.
I think she was. Were you wearing like an offensive shirt?
No.
Maybe. Were you wearing that Macho Man shirt you're wearing right now?
No, I wasn't.
Hmm.
I can't explain it, but no. It was not my destiny to make this beer bread.
She didn't like the looks of you.
I got a little banged up, but I'm okay. She got taken to the hospital, and she's going to be fine. Just a little light fender bender.
Unless you could pull a Stone Cold Steve Austin, dress up like a nurse, go to the hospital room, and hit her in the head with a bedpan. Yes. Well, I'm glad you're okay. How are you after eating that food?
Amazing. The food was great.
Are you amazing, or could you be more amazing if we opened what this is?
Let's open what this is. Brad, I brought a cider.
Yeah, Brad got a cider this time. A local cider, local to you.
It's from a place called Bee Nectar in Ferndale, just down the street from me. This is their, signature? Is that what word I'm looking for?
That's a good word
their for signature that. Brand. They're, it's called the Zombie Killer. Hard cider with honey and cherry added. Let me open it and pour glasses and I'll read the description.
It's got some pretty sweet art on it.
I don't think it's year round, so it's also like kind of special in that way.
Ooh, there was a nice little bit of foam or of smoke. It looked like smoke. I don't know what it actually is. Smoke.
Whatever that.
And I get a Macho Man glass. You guys, I was just drinking tea out of an Ultimate Warrior glass, and now I'm going to drink cider out of a Macho Man glass.
You can see it a little better from mine. It's a clear glass.
Ooh, it's like a purpley or a pinkish reddish color.
Bee Nectar Cider, dedicated to the freaks and the geeks. What started as a top secret experiment with Michigan honey, cherries, and apple cider became a viral epidemic. It won't be easy to survive, so grab your weapons and don't forget this bottle for backup. Serve cold. Zombies hate the cold. Beware.
That's great.
There's nutrition on it. Is that legal? Is you're supposed to have that now? 221 calories with 22 grams of sugar in this thing. Gluten-free.
Yeah, you don't drink alcohol if you want to lose weight or anything.
It's not bad for it's the whole serving size. Wait, it's 1.4, so it's
okay.
A little more than that.
Yeah.
Honey, apple juice, cherry juice, potassium, metabisulfate, and potassium sorbate to prevent re-fermentation.
Oh, I want it to re-ferment. Let's keep fermenting. This is cool. Ooh, it won an award.
Yeah, I've had this recently, like a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
So, I'm excited to have you try it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Last episode.
Well, that's just delicious. Ooh, it's got a zing. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, the Bulldog's Green Beans.
Yeah.
Back when I made this thing, I made it to the recipe with the ingredients. The original recipe, 1/2 cup water, salt, 1 pound fresh green beans, 4 tablespoons butter, 1 clove of garlic, freshly ground black pepper.
Yeah.
That's all there is. And you just saute them in a pan. Melt the butter and the garlic, pour that over the beans, and that's it. It tells you to cook the beans for 3.5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's... I didn't read these directions
at
all.
In a deep skillet. So, what did we do instead?
We put a bunch of olive oil in a pan. Accidentally too much. And heated it up with the salt and pepper in it. And then we threw in the green beans for like 10 minutes, between 5 and 10 minutes.
Stir fried it in a wok.
And then we put in some onion and a bunch of garlic and some mushrooms that we had left over from the other recipe we were going to talk about. And then fried that. It was like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It was a while. 10 to 15 probably.
Yeah. Cut whatever I say in half. and then we had to drain some oil out because I did use too much oil. But water is gross. It doesn't taste good. And you should cook your food in the fat. That's what made the difference, I think, with yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say, if that was the only difference.
Yeah, mine was just like boiled green beans. Not even like fully, I guess.
Oh, it is kind of British, though, to have really gross boiled food.
True to the bulldog, but not true to my taste buds. And we served it over rice, and I made you a poached egg.
You did. That was fascinating. I learned that I've been poaching eggs totally wrong the whole time. I don't think I did what I knew about stirring the water.
Yeah.
But that was it.
You get the water to a roaring boil, and then turn it down, because if it's boiling, it's going to break your egg apart. Mm-hmm. You have to stir it, reap the whirlwind, spin that water up, add a little bit of vinegar, drop the egg in the middle. 3 minutes and you got a poached egg.
We should make shirts that are like a pot with reap like somebody. Reap the whirlwind. That's a great shirt. Yeah, those were really good. And the inside, the yolk was perfect. It looked like it was liquid, but it was that like shiny, deep yellow color. Mm-hmm. But it didn't liquid like goo ooze.
There's something about like the yolk in a poached egg that's just better than, you know, like an over easy or whatever.
Yeah, it's less runny, but it still has like the same runny properties that you love.
Yeah, just like a little bit more textury, not as wet.
Yeah.
Very good.
So good.
One of my favorite ways to cook an egg. No oil or butter needed.
Not for that, but we had enough oil
to cover green for beans. It. And I would rate Jacqueline's Bulldog's green beans with garlic 5 stars.
I'm in the Hall of Fame. That's great.
Yeah, I keep the original recipe, whatever the score I gave it. I think that was a 2 or something. It was a 2 versus a 5, I think, on our first go around. But
yeah. To be fair, though, my body does not look tight like his. So if you want to look like him, you should stick to the recipe.
And then we also made these hardcore Holly meatballs, which I lambasted and destroyed. I really did not like these, but you gave them a 5.
You were right. That seems overly generous of me to do that.
Why don't you go and tell me what have we done, and then what did we do?
What had we done and what did we do? Let me tell you what had we done.
Had we done and did we do?
Well, I'll say what you had done.
What were the meatballs originally?
They were ground sirloin with onion, breadcrumbs, 2 eggs, tomato sauce, soy sauce, cayenne pepper, garlic salt, salt, and pepper. And I remember when I did them with turkey, ground turkey, because I was still eating meat then. And you did to the letter.
Pretty sure. Yeah. I don't know if I got sirloin or I got like 80-20 or I probably got 80-20 ground beef.
I think 80-20 is sirloin.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you're supposed to do is just mix everything in a bowl and make little balls, brown them in a skillet for 10 minutes, and then bake them in the oven for 40 to 45 minutes. And what we did today was chop up mushrooms and onion and garlic super fine. And then I brought a bag of mashed potato flakes and used that as a binder with just 1 egg. And instead of tomato sauce, we chopped up a couple tomatoes, just loose, but also very fine, and put all that in the juice in the bowl and then mixed it up, made little balls, and baked them. But we also did a surprise thing. In some of them, we put jadra, which is Arabic lentils and bulgur and is it onions? I think it's onions.
Probably. And some sort of spice mixture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably heavy on the garlic and some lemon.
Yeah.
But they're really amazing things that we get at our local Arabic grocery store. And we put those in some too to see what they would taste like. And Brad.
They were great. They were much better than these hardcore Holly beefy meatballs.
Yeah. We didn't fry them in a pan. We just baked them.
Seems like the thing to do with meatballs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Frying them, like, it'll cook all the way through sometimes. And
I remember what was that other one with the meatballs? Was it Edge? Edge's cocktail meatballs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the grape jelly.
Yeah, those were the ones that gave me food poisoning. Or was it these?
I think these you enjoyed quite a bit.
I enjoyed them, but then I got food poisoning later.
Maybe. I don't see how.
No, it was Edges. It was Edges.
It had to have been.
It was, yeah.
You used some weird jelly that you had in the back of the fridge or something.
Oh, yeah, that's what I did. That's how I got sick. I think it's still there.
It's some jelly that was growing a hat that you kept back in the fridge still.
Yeah.
But I'd rate these a little less than the green beans. I give your big beefy meatballs 4.5.
Which is pretty good because they were dry.
Yeah. And also the other X factor, that garlic paste.
Yeah, that garlic paste is what put it over the top.
That'll make anything like a 5. I need a shoe with garlic paste on it.
I think I would too. Anything. It's just this like soft white, like it's not quite a sauce. It's like it's like a dollopy thing. It's kind of like the texture of sour cream, but lighter. Yep. It's just egg whites and garlic and lemon and salt, I think, just whipped together. It's so good.
There was one recipe that we skipped doing.
There was. What was it?
It was, well, there's two, actually.
Really?
Well, kind of. The Big Boss Man Chihuahua.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're not going to kill a dog.
But just so people knew it, I don't know if we actually, like, talked in depth about it.
I think we mentioned it only on the first episode.
Yes. So, the ingredients to page 69 of this cookbook is Big Boss Man's pepper steak.
Mm-hmm.
But the ingredients are one can of bacon drippings, one live chihuahua, one onion peeled and chopped, and a green bell pepper seeded and chopped.
Yeah. If I was going to eat a dog, it wouldn't be a chihuahua anyways.
There's no meat on those. Yeah.
Give me a bulldog.
Just so we have full completion on this, let me go over what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Make bacon drippings. Whenever you fry bacon, pour the drippings into a can. Put the lid and store on top of the stove. The drippings will congeal and liquefy over and over again. Continue adding to the drippings when you fry bacon and use when necessary for any recipe, which is great advice.
That is great advice. I thought you had to put it in the fridge, though.
No, it doesn't matter.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't. And I've been okay.
Huh. Okay.
Dog preparation. Catch it. Hold back feet firmly. Step on parts, skin and gut.
Awful.
If you can use the fur for hats, gloves, coats, and trims, and so on. Boil until the meat falls from the bones. Tear the meat into chunks. Put the drippings, meat, onion, and green pepper in an 8-inch skillet and cook until done or grease fire begins. In future volumes, look for pepper snacks, Snoop Doggy sandwiches, and paw kebabs.
I didn't look in the new wrestling game. Yeah, that was in there. Why Snoop kebabs?
Snoop Doggy sandwiches?
Okay.
I don't really know. What's a doggy sandwich?
I think it's just...
Doggy bag?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggy just bag would dog. Be better.
Yeah, it would be better. It's a little uncomfortable how much detail they go into about how to kill a dog.
This is a little weird.
I don't get the joke.
Well, the story, it just plays into the storyline that came out while the book was going. But it was really...
Oh, that was, yeah.
A throwaway joke in here. It's very fascinating.
It's two full pages, and there's a lot of detail in here in this recipe that we could have used in other recipes, like
the bacon drippings.
Yeah, or just like how to prepare things. There's been a couple recipes where it's just like, oh, do it. Like, okay, but how and at what temperature and what's the goal here?
That we said the page, the photo, the text.
Yeah, the photo doesn't even have a photo of Al Snow's dog. Or Al Snow. It's not even Al Snow and Boss
Man. Big Boss Man. Big Boss Man Eddie
Guerrero.
Yep.
Huh. Mm. Just strange. I wonder if that was like Vince McMahon's joke that he insisted go in there. I kind of feel like it is.
Maybe.
Or it's the weird boss man. Like some of his are. It could have been a Boss Man.
But we did, however. I just cooked you this recipe in the book.
You did. We have one more.
The final recipe.
The final recipe of Can You Take the Heat? What year is this? 2000?
2001, I think.
2001. Maybe. Big Boss Man's Refrigerated Dough Cookies. The Boss Man knows his dough, the edible kind and, believe it or not, the bankable kind. This big country boy is a shrewd businessman who has relied on common sense and instinct to make several very profitable real estate deals down in Georgia. He's also the father of two beautiful little girls and very active in nonprofit organizations in his community.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is. Why is it in a cookbook? The only ingredients are one or two packages of ready-made cookie dough in your store's refrigerator case. There's four steps to this recipe. Step one, cut the dough into slices. Step two, place the slices on a cookie sheet sprayed with nonstick cooking spray. Step three, follow directions on the package for times and oven heat. Step four, enjoy! Makes 2 to 4 dozen cookies. Brad, you didn't even have to slice them. They already came, like, pop-outable, right?
Yeah, they were already circular, ready to go. We used, the first time I made these, I used Auntie Anne's gluten-free chocolate chip cookies,
mm-hmm.
which were good. This time, I knew Jacqueline is not a fan of the chocolate chip cookie.
I'm not.
So I got her the Sweet Lauren's sugar-free cookies. They had it at Kroger down the street from me. Wasn't that hard to find. I think they were $3.99, I want to say, for 12 cookies.
Okay. For gluten-free, that's not bad.
Not too terrible. And I thought they were pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They were.
Yeah.
They used oat flour as oat flour and sweet rice flour as an ingredient.
Right.
Which is interesting. That's a really trendy one that's like up and coming, the oat flour.
Combination of whole oat flour, tapioca flour, and potato starch, which is referred to as Sweet Lauren's flour blend.
Yeah, they were really good. They had really good flavor. I don't think they had any egg or anything in them either. They were like totally allergen-free. And they had really good flavor. They had a little bit of a gritty texture, but that's pretty normal for gluten-free stuff. And I wonder if it was the oat flour. Oh, oats are soft, though. I don't know. Part of it was gritty, and then part of it was like really soft and quite lovely.
Doesn't have a ton of ingredients, really, after those flours. Cane sugar, filtered water, sustainable palm, vanilla, xanthan gum, sea salt, baking soda, and that's it. So very minimal ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Those would be good to put frosting on and have at like holidays.
One cookie apparently has 120 calories in it, though.
Yikes, I ate more than one cookie today.
Yeah, I mean, who's just going to eat one cookie?
Right.
That's just bad math there.
Yeah.
Change that serving size to make us feel less worse.
Yeah, right? I think that I would rate these big... I don't know.
Refrigerator-bought cookies?
Yeah, I don't know how he gets credit for this recipe.
No.
But I love me some refrigerated dough cookies, so I'm going to give them 4 stars.
I give refrigerated door cookies 4 stars.
Okay.
I also said door cookies. I'm going with that.
Yeah, why not?
Because you put them in your refrigerated door and you eat them.
You do. That's where I keep them. I used to keep them. So Kroger's, I need to go and stock up.
They had a lot of good stuff there. I bought all those flowers there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was looking up. When I was trying to make Jacqueline the beer bread, I went to a couple different places to try to find online, self-rising gluten-free flour. And it does exist.
It does?
But I couldn't find it. And Bob's Red Mill does make one. Is that the name of the company?
Yeah, that's the name of the company the other one you got.
But they didn't have that particular kind there, but they did have a pancake one that had baking powder in it. So I figured, self-rising.
Yeah.
so we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make some bread at home and see.
Well, I'm excited if you go ahead and try this stuff, but...
I will. Maybe I'll do it when you come up and visit me.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It'll be a few months from now.
What did you learn from this experience? What did you take away? A positive and a negative?
Positive was definitely hanging out with you and talking about food every week was pretty great.
That was great.
Some of the recipes were good. There were things that I would have never made in my entire life.
Yep.
Swordfish and adding weird things together. I didn't realize how simple the recipes were in terms of like using a lot of store-bought stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't either.
I thought there'd be a little more tricks and tips kind of things in there, but some of the recipes are just like freeze wine. It's like the Merlot.
That was the worst.
Ice cream.
That one was so gross.
It was like, there's gotta be more to just cooking something than that, right? Mix these things together and eat them.
Yeah. Buy it from the store and follow the recipes on the bag.
There were some hidden surprises in there for sure. Definitely some. I thought I was going to hate almost every recipe in here.
Yeah.
I think I was surprised by how many I did like.
I agree with that for sure.
And there's some I'm going to take and just make for my entire life probably.
Yeah. That soup, that chicken, that gumbo vegetable soup stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some stuff in here you can like really surprise people with.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with us that we did this whole cookbook. I'm really proud.
Started 2 years ago in Jacqueline's wedding.
Yep.
She asked me, hey, we should do this podcast because there's this book called Can You Take the Heat? We could talk about wrestling and food.
And did you already have it?
No.
Okay.
I think I maybe knew of its existence. I don't think I ever looked inside or anything.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it started off as a thing. We were drinking cider on a table. Hey, let's do this. Yeah, okay, let's do this. And then I got a microphone in the mail and headphones, and then we're doing it.
Yeah, that's kind of like the big thing is too. It's like all it takes is, you know, a little bit of effort. You can get this stuff going.
Uh-huh.
Everyone can have a podcast.
Yeah, you taught me how to edit.
Yeah. That's been pretty awesome.
That has been awesome.
Having to do that, yeah, I learned an entirely new skill for yourself.
I did, and I also did learn some things about cooking. I learned some things about writing recipes, but also following mm-hmm. recipes. And there is a lot of, I agree with you, there's a lot of stuff in there that I wouldn't have made otherwise. And it's made me do a lot of like research into things because I have to, you know, for my dietary mm-hmm. restrictions and all that. So, yeah. So, thanks, WWE, I guess. Thanks, Jim Ross.
Jim Ross.
Thanks, bro. Great guy. Well, he didn't tweet at us, so I don't know how great he retweeted
us at first. Maybe he'll retweet our final episode. And if you could ask him one question, I would ask, first thing I would want to know
yes.
is, were you the sole writer for, like, or, no, here's what I'm going to ask.
Because I'll tell you it's not.
I'm going to ask, have you eaten every recipe in this book?
That's a great one.
that's gonna be my question for Jim Ross.
Oh, I wish he was sitting here right now.
Maybe I'll just tweet him that question and see if he responds.
We
cooked through this whole cookbook.
Have you?
One question. Have you eaten everything in it?
I want to know what his favorite, well, besides his wife's Osobuco, which I'm sure he'll say yes. Yeah, I want to know what his favorite ones are.
Yeah. And does he know, like, some of these are just, like, duds?
Yeah, I do. That is what I really want to know. I don't think I could ask the man that to his face, though.
Do you know that some of these are just, like, you just laid an egg with some of these things? Yeah. I flipped to one right away, that French onion soup is full of sugar.
Oh, yeah, that one's so gross. That one's gross. This one was gross, too. Mm. The salad that was just make a salad.
But it's been a fun journey.
It has. I also learned about some wrestlers that I didn't know about. And watched some wrestling matches that I wouldn't have otherwise gone back and watched. I'm going to keep this book forever. I have an area in my kitchen that's where, like, the nice, like, good cookbooks are. Like, the ones I use a lot and the ones that are pretty. And then, like, the ones that I don't really use but just have go in another area. And this one has now moved from to the good. Well, to the, not good, but frequently used.
Yeah. I should go back and, like, write my ratings in for every recipe.
That's a good idea.
But
we'll see.
Oh, maybe at least, like, print it out and put it in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's easier.
But thanks, everybody, who listened to the show.
Yeah.
It's been really cool.
Thanks for going along on this adventure with us.
Yeah. Instagram.com/topropechef. You can email us, topropechef@gmail.com. Patreon.com/topropechef to give us money, help support the show.
Mm-hmm.
And just let us know if you cooked anything. That'd be fun. Or if you learned anything, or what your favorite episode was, or what the favorite recipe was.
If you did cook anything, tag us, Top Rope Chef at Instagram, in your little Instagram food piece.
Do it.
Do it. Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.